This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo Vice Mayor Aaron Knott was named Interim Executive Director of Equality Michigan late last year. The group, which advocates for the LGBTQ community, removed the interim from that title last month. Aaron Knott, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Give a broader perspective there of what Equality Michigan does.
Sure. Equality Michigan is the state's largest LGBTQ advocacy and crisis service organization. So we have two arms. One is the political side, where I predominantly spend my time working to pass pro-equality policies at the municipal and state level. And then we have our Department of Victim Services, which serves members of the community who have been victims of violence, discrimination, or harassment.
You, at one point earlier this year, called 2019 a pivotal year for your organization and its work. How so?
Well, it's pivotal in that we have a pro-equality governor, as well as the attorney general and even the secretary of state. And so this positions us to do some pro-equality policy initiatives. We saw that, you know, on January 7th, when the governor issued her historic executive directive. We're working with the Secretary of State's office right now on providing a third option on our state IDs to remove barriers related to gender identity. And then with Attorney General Nessel, you know, she has had a number of settlements or victories on behalf of the LGBTQ community, and we're only in the second quarter of 2019.
What would that third option be on a state ID?
It would allow somebody that identifies as transgender or non-binary to place an X as their gender identity on their state ID.
So we are talking on Thursday, and this week there was another effort, new bills introduced to expand the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act to include protections against discrimination for sexual orientation and gender identity. How important is this particular piece of legislation as you see it?
I mean, this is critically important. You know, it's been just about 4 years since marriage became the law of the land. But as we like to say here in Michigan, you can get married on Saturday and fired on Monday for who you love. You know, Michigan is one of 28 states that doesn't have a inclusive civil rights law that protects members of the LGBTQ community. We have about 40 plus municipalities, including Kalamazoo, Portage, and Kalamazoo Township, that provide a local non-discrimination ordinance. But as I tell folks, you know, when my partner Amy and I, you know, if we were to go out to dinner, you know, 2-3 miles from our house, we could potentially be denied service because we identify as gay women.
Does Equality Michigan track reports of discrimination based on just the sort of thing you described there?
We track as much as we possibly can. However, you know, when you're victimized either through discrimination or harassment, you often find there are other external circumstances that complicate the situation. As an example, we know that 46% of LGBT workers aren't out of the closet just yet. So it's a balancing act. Our Department of Victim Services last year served over 400 victims of, again, violence, discrimination, and harassment. We have a goal this year to increase our outreach services to provide 500 plus, you know, supportive services, wraparound services for people that are in crisis. We have 6 pop-up office hours all over the state of Michigan. And again, we're on the ground in communities trying to connect folks to remedies to mitigate whatever crisis that they're going through. But again, oftentimes we'll find out that folks that have been, you know, a victim of violence, they're not out to their family or they're not out to their employer. And that makes the situation even more complicated. So we rely on the Michigan Department of Civil Rights that is now taking complaints, as well as other national organizations and other tracking mechanisms to tell that story. If you go to Equality Michigan's Facebook page or our website, we have a petition out right now where we're asking folks to fill out a story of discrimination and harassment. That went live Tuesday, right after the bills were dropped in the legislature, and we've received over 100 stories just since Tuesday that I'm in the process of vetting right now.
The piece you mentioned there about people not being out, that probably, I mean, we hear in a lot of cases of crimes and violent crimes that they're probably underreported. Does that maybe drive that point home for this particular type of situation, not necessarily a violent crime, but an act of discrimination, where, as you say, someone's maybe denied a spot at a place to eat, that they're maybe not going to report it because they fear, well, now my family's going to find out or my employer's going to find out.
You know, just to give you another stat, 27% of transgender individuals reported last year not receiving a promotion, not being hired or fired just because of their gender identity. And we know that for workers, you know, if they're in a hostile work environment that doesn't provide inclusive protections, you know, within the office, within the corporation, they're not going to be satisfied. It impacts, you know, worker productivity, health outcomes, and 1 in 4 workers reported in the last 5 years of facing a hostile work environment, and 1 in 10 left their job and went to another community, another state, to be in a place that's more welcoming for the LGBTQ community.
Opponents of expanding protections under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act will make the argument about religious freedom. Can religious freedom and equality for LGBTQ people coexist?
I mean, religious freedom is enshrined in our Constitution, in the First Amendment. It's already baked into the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. I don't think that, you know, my rights or the rights of all LGBTQ Michiganders, we shouldn't be fired or denied housing or kicked out of a restaurant or coffee shop because of who we love, plain and simple.
And someone who claims a religious objection to that, what do you say to them?
I guess I say to them that, you know, the vast majority of Americans and Michiganders believe that we should be afforded the same equal protections as everybody else here in the state of Michigan.
Do you think that this is the year that the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act will be amended?
I'm optimistic. You know, for the first time ever, we have bipartisan support. I've been talking to lawmakers in both parties, and particularly in the Republican Party, where folks have told me, you know, they support this. They did not sign the blueback, you know, Representative Hoadley's blueback, but they've talked about how they support this. And again, the vast majority of Michiganders believe that Michigan should be open for all and that nobody should be discriminated against. I think that we have our work cut out for us, but I think that this is the year where we have some momentum. We've recently seen bipartisan, you know, policy move forward, you know, at the Capitol. And I think with Governor Whitmer and her leadership on this issue that we're going to see some momentum pretty quick.
How much has changed in the Republican Party? You mentioned there's bipartisan support, but the current Speaker of the House, Lee Chatfield, won a Republican primary for his House seat by defeating a representative who did support expanding Elliot Larson. I mean, did the politics of that particular part of the Republican Party come into play here?
You know, we have at Equality Michigan reached out to the Speaker's office multiple times requesting a meeting. I think it was back in January. He had a media outlet covered him where he said he just doesn't believe that discrimination happens. Well, I have, again, hundreds of stories, as well as, you know, our headquarters is in Detroit. And each and every day, trans women of color face just a monumental threat of violence. And so I would love to sit down with the speaker or his staff and talk about what's happening in communities across the state of Michigan.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Kalamazoo Vice Mayor Erin Knott is the Executive Director of Equality Michigan. She was named Interim Director of the LGBTQ Advocacy Organization late last year. Last month, the interim was removed from her title, and she was named Executive Director of Equality Michigan. What are some other big issues out there beyond Elliot Larson that you think the state needs to tackle in the near future?
You know, I think that Michigan needs to join the dozen or so other states that have recently passed a conversion therapy ban. We saw that earlier this week, the city of Huntington Woods passed a local conversion therapy ban. I'm hoping that the city of Kalamazoo will take that work up and look into it. You know, is conversion therapy happening in a city like Kalamazoo? I don't know, but I think it makes a statement, and we can use that, and if we can get other cities across Michigan to say, listen, conversion therapy torturing LGBT kids is unacceptable, and it's not going to happen in our community, it sends another message to the legislature that they're on the wrong side of public opinion.
You say you would like the city of Kalamazoo to take this up. Will you propose such a thing?
I will propose such a thing. I'm going to work with the city manager's office and the city attorney's office to talk about the timing, to talk about what it would take. But there are models out there. Again, Huntington Woods just did it. The Human Rights Campaign has a municipal ordinance for things like conversion therapy bans. So I will work with the city manager's office, the city attorney, to talk about what kind of lift it will take and what's the appropriate timing to work on a project like this.
How big a role do city governments, local governments play in the issue of equality for LGBTQ people?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, right now, it's that patchwork system that I mentioned a few minutes ago, right? There's 40 plus municipalities all across the state of Michigan that are providing non-discrimination ordinances. So here in the city of Kalamazoo, you know, I can't be denied service at a restaurant, a local pub, a coffee shop. If I worked for an employer in the city of Kalamazoo, I could not be fired because I identify as a gay woman. And if that were the case, I could go to the city attorney's office and file a complaint, right? And I think that Kalamazoo needs to remind, you know, its residents and its workers within the borders of Kalamazoo that there is recourse if you face discrimination because you identify as part of the LGBTQ community.
The Supreme Court ruling in 2015 that basically enshrined marriage equality in the country felt like the culmination of a long effort. But what has happened since then? I mean, do you feel like progress has been made or do you feel like there have been setbacks?
Well, I think there have been setbacks. We have a hostile Trump administration, you know, at the national level that has been rolling back LGBTQ protections now for quite some time. And I think that, you know, with 2020 just right around the corner, that, you know, LGBTQ individuals and allies need to be vigilant. You know, elections have consequences. We've been hearing that now for quite some time. And we need to make sure that we're out in communities and we're talking about issues that matter. Access to healthcare, you know, statewide Civil Rights Act that protects all Michiganders, including members of the LGBTQ community, that conversion therapy ban, you know, stopping discrimination when it comes to adoption and fostering kids that are looking for homes. I mean, I could go on and on about the issues, but I think that we need to be talking to folks at the local level, at the doors, and building that momentum, building the base so that we have a pro-equality outcome in 2020.
Yeah, how important are the 2020 elections? I mean, you mentioned 2019 being a pivotal year policy-wise, but is 2020, in your opinion, a pivotal year for electoral politics in terms of where LGBTQ issues will head going forward?
I think it is. I think up and down the ballot that 2020 will be a very huge year for pro-equality policies as well as other, you know, people policies. You know, again, healthcare, Gordon, you're familiar that I spent the breadth of my political career working on healthcare reform, and we've seen a tremendous amount of rollbacks as it relates to providing access to safe, quality, affordable healthcare. I think, again, that our country is very divided right now. And we see this on a number of different issues, and that if we want to put people above politics, we have to mobilize. We have to be talking to our neighbors right down at the block level about why 2020 is so important and what's at stake for all of us as people.
How important is it that people who identify as gay, lesbian, et cetera, continue to win political office? You know, the Elliot Larson civil rights expansion is co-sponsored by John Hoadley mm-hmm. and Jeremy Moss, two openly gay members of the legislature, Dana Nessel, openly gay attorney general, yourself, the Kalamazoo vice mayor. How important is it that people continue to run for and compete for political office and ultimately win them?
I think it's huge, particularly because when you have somebody that identifies as part of the LGBTQ community that runs for local or statewide office, it puts a human face out there. You know, and that's, again, if you were to ask me what has changed hearts and minds over the last 30 years, it's LGBTQ people just being an active part of their community, not being in the closet, serving the public through elected office or being on different boards and planning commissions. You know, I got to tell you, when I ran in 2015 for the first time, I had been on several local boards here in Kalamazoo. I was, you know, running the state's efforts, all things Affordable Care Act. And if a voter didn't know me when I knocked on their door, I was the gay candidate, right? Never mind my accomplishments, my resume of all sorts of good things. I was the gay candidate. You know, you don't see that now. And it's only just been a couple of years. We have Tracy Hall on the county commission. I mean, we're everywhere. And more LGBTQ individuals are realizing that the barriers that existed to serve the community, particularly as an elected official, aren't what they used to be.
Erin Knott is Kalamazoo Vice Mayor and Executive Director of Equality Michigan. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
WMUK's West Southwest podcast is available through Apple iTunes and by searching podcasts in Google Music. You can also find West Southwest at our website, WMUK.org, and through the WMUK app. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.